welcome to Are You Connected? Number 63. Today is May the 28th and I'm Lois Smethurst and I'm here with my friend Jenny Ashby. Hello Jenny, how are you?
Hello Lois, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
Oh, going to conferences and visiting schools. Imagine me visiting a high school.
Did you really? That was a bit.
It's a bit, when you're a primary school, when you go to high schools, you feel different, don't you?
You do, yes.
Because all the kids are big. It's like, look at all these big kids around.
Yes. Where did you go?
I had a nice day. I went to Shepparton High School with Louise Duncan.
Ah, now she's one of the Slide to Learn team.
Yes, Louise Duncan is the real founder of Slide to Learn.
Ah.
Yes. And she's the one who brought us all together for Slide to Learn.
Okay.
And I went over there to help her with a planning day with teachers, and I worked with the most different group of teachers I've ever worked with. Couldn't
be
more
diverse.
Variety.
You
diverse.
Mean diverse, not different.
Yes, diverse. Well, it was a different group in that they weren't all the same.
Yes, yes.
But I guess they were all secondary teachers, but I had a teacher who did metalwork, which now has a new name, something else, and a librarian, an Auslan teacher. English writing literacy writing teacher,
right.
And a medieval history teacher.
Now, did they choose to work together or they chose to do what you were doing?
They were all working separately. It was one-on-one planning with them.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Really, one-on-one, like coaching.
Yes, like coaching, and we were working out a plan for projects and future work for them, and we were working out workflows for them with the iPods and iPads.
Did you have... Gee, that was it. Must have been a full day if you worked with that many people, Jen.
It was a full day, yes.
I'd be curious, what did you do with the metalwork teacher?
What did we do with the metalwork
teacher? That would be called technologies of some sort, I imagine, not metalwork.
Yes, something technologies it was.
Yes.
Well, we were looking at, he was first of all thinking of making some videos, but then we talked about the children actually making videos.
Right.
Of different techniques in the metalwork room.
Uh-huh.
And having those videos available for students to be able to watch, perhaps on an iPad, and be watching it there and then be doing that.
Oh, that's cool.
Rather than the teacher having to run around everywhere and be showing people things all the time.
Yes.
So creating a bank of those sorts of things was
that sounds
one
terrific.
Little thing.
Yep.
Also doing some OH&S. And getting the students to create things for that.
Writing, making little OH&S safety videos.
Yeah, videos and things like that.
And then were they storing them in, so when you say work?
Well, they could probably do it in Explain Everything or something. They might even pop it into Book Creator and have it on the on their iBook shelf on
That'd
the iPad.
That'd be a good idea, wouldn't it?
And you can go into the iBook shelf and look at the metal tech work, metalwork bookshelf. You know how you can make different bookshelves in your bookshelf?
What about the Auslan one? The Auslan one
was looking at using Auslan and videos for students to assess their signing.
So is that their second language, their LOAT, for example?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, great. Yeah.
So they can film themselves and then do a critique of it and watch it and see what they need to improve on.
Yep.
And then end up making some really good Auslan videos of the different signing. Because you know there are different dialects in Auslan?
I haven't thought about it, but that makes sense.
Yeah, so that was interesting.
Yeah, so you had a great day in Shepparton.
Yeah, what have you been up to?
Well, I haven't been away much, but we've finished working with... at the end of the student blogging challenge. I think I spoke about that last time.
So it finished, did it?
We're up to challenge 10, which is an edit audit of what the kids have done in their blogs. Mm. But, you know, the kids who got into it have really enjoyed it and they can see that there's another challenge coming up in September and they said, oh, will we be doing that too? And I said, well, it really will be up to you in September. I won't be doing it as part of school like we have this time. They said, oh, yeah, we might do that. So they have really enjoyed
it.
Yeah, it's kicked on. You know, just that idea of concentrating on something for a while has given them a real boost and a big improvement to their blog and sort of taken them to another level. So they've that's been really successful, been very pleased with that.
And that was through EduBlogs?
Yes, that's Sue Wyatt from Tasmania, the one who's retired but hasn't retired in a sense because Sue's still busy working. But, you know, it's given some kids who are new to blogging a real lift, because they've just excelled, some of my new ones. They've just taken it on and blogged nearly every day. And kids have been, who like to write, have taken a real pride in their work, and they're getting lots of visitors and lots of comments from students in other countries and teachers, and so that's been terrific for them too. It's been very successful. I could really recommend it for anyone.
Well, that's great, isn't it? Well, I've been continuing along with my push for use of Evernote by the teachers.
Yes.
And it's becoming quite a good little tool to get some teachers using technology a lot more than they would.
So is it the professional?
They're getting quite excited about it.
Is it the free version still, or have you gone for the bought version?
The free version. We're just using the free version still.
Keeping kids' work in there.
Just introducing this week email, so that they're using the Evernote email addresses with their students. And then the students are just emailing straight to their own notebooks.
Yes. Now, I did
in goes
hear,
their work.
I did hear about that as a workflow in one of the sessions I was at ICTV. So
did
they're
you?
In good company if they're doing that. Yes.
Ah, I did speak to Beck Spink at ICTV and just asked her a couple of little things I wanted to tweak and make sure about that I was telling my teachers. So that was nice to see her there and get expert advice.
Yes, and she's done very well, a Teacher of the Year award for primary teachers.
Yes.
And Britt Gow was the Teacher of the Award for secondary teachers.
Yes, two of our
fabulous
people that we like to talk to.
Yes, that's great.
That was great to have people who are hardworking and doing great things. Oh, they usually are, aren't they?
Yes, and I think while we're mentioning us, we should mention Ben Gallagher, who got the ICTEV Teacher Award.
Yes.
And Kynan Robinson, is that right?
Yes.
Who got the ICTEV Leadership Award.
Yes, he did. Got the Leadership Award. So that was great for his work that he's been doing in schools.
Yes, and I think also his work he's been doing with the state council and different things, he works in a number of areas, doesn't he?
Well, I went to his session actually, that was all about using Minecraft with Kristen.
Yes.
And that was a great session about using Minecraft in inquiry learning.
Yes, and so will you be thinking of going that way, Jen?
Not at the moment, but it gave me lots to think about.
Yeah. We're still moving forward on our TV and our TV type station, where we're getting students to build segments. It's taking us a lot longer than we thought, but the students are quite young, and so it's taking a while to build skills. But we're quite focused in the skills we're getting the kids to develop. And
what are the skills?
Oh, mostly it's just handling documents.
What are the documents? Are they like scripts or something?
They are scripts, and at the moment they're based in their inquiry learning. So we're doing the little films about interviewing an inventor. So we're creating a series of inventor interviews, you know. And so they're creating the media for that by writing a script, collecting the information. So there's a lot of research in it at the moment. So I feel like most of it, it's the hard stage, you know, where you're actually getting the real content. But you can't expect kids to produce content out of their heads. They need content based on research or based on experience or so this is the hard section, getting the real content and the meat of the, you know, the meaty part of the show, and then putting that somewhere where they know they can get at it and making sure they can get at it either from home or from another iPad or from the computer.
So where are you putting it?
We're using Google Drive, Jen. Google Apps for Education,
Very good for videos.
Yeah, good for lots of things.
For lots of things.
Because they're only grade 3s and 4s, it's a lengthy process to log in, log out, upload it, download it, get it back for it.
See, you're using a Google form to feed the information into the site. How is that working?
Well, this is a suggestion from Tony, who's helping us, and he's sort of an outside person looking in and suggesting that this is what we do. And it was good because a lot of what Tony can suggest for our TV show will work for other things like our radio show. So Tony's idea is that we have a Google site, and on that Google site is information about the TV show or the radio show. And the way to get that information in is use Google Form. So as the kids create a segment for the radio show or a segment for the TV show, they fill in the Google Form with the details and a link to the documents. So the teacher just has to go to the site. There's all the hyperlinks to the documents there. Click on that, bang, you can read what they're doing or see what they're doing.
Now, Lois, we both went to ICTEV, one of our favourite conferences at the weekend.
Yes, big day, Saturday.
It was a big day. Lots of people to talk to, lots of conversations.
Isn't that the best part?
Isn't it the best part? It certainly is. And so many great people to meet. And what about the speakers?
Oh, the keynote speakers were fabulous. And the first one just jaw-dropping. I thought the first one was fabulous. It was, his message was terrific and his presentation was just a pleasure to watch.
Yeah, and that was Victor Stephenson.
Filmmaker.
Yes.
And he's big into learning through films and getting the community, based on community, and having the students participate in the filmmaking, listening to the filmmaking and learning about their community and getting back to basics through that. And he just did a beautiful film of, you know, how he does it really. You could see it happening as he was talking about it.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
And just getting those stories from the elders down the generations.
Isn't that,
you know,
so
they started
important?
With the elders and then went to like the middle age and then went down another generation, right down to the young ones.
Yeah, and he realised how important it is to capture those stories now before that generation's gone.
Yeah, very important, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the use of the land for learning.
Yep.
It's really great to see. Yeah.
But, you know, and that strong message that if our children are well-grounded in their community and their culture, then they grow up well-grounded.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got good values.
Their values.
And, I mean, all their research shows that, doesn't it?
If
we're connected community, then children are safer and they grow up to be healthier and all those things. So it was good. It was a really lovely
There's going to be a new website launched. It isn't actually launched yet.
That's right.
But there is one coming soon that will have lots of their stories and information on, which will be great, won't it?
Yes, because that means schools can use them as part of their education. And so it's a whole heap of Indigenous stories and resources on there for people to use. Yeah.
And Dan Donoghue did a speech as well.
Yes. I think
and he was interesting in that he was talking about not everyone can be a leader and that we need followers and leaders. Well, that's the take I got from it. Mm.
Well,
I thought it's true.
Not everyone wants to be a leader and a lot of people are quite happy to be the crew of the ship rather than the captain of the ship.
That's true, yeah. Mm. Yeah, so that was interesting too. Great keynote speakers and lots and lots of wonderful sessions.
Yes.
I went to the AR one with Nathan.
Mm-hmm.
And that was terrific.
Yeah.
Had my picture taken with a dinosaur.
Did you?
And I showed a few kids at school today. And little kids are like, oh, wow.
They'd love it.
And then there's a pause and they say, Is that real?
Did they?
They're not sure.
Yeah.
Little preppies and grave ones.
No, I think I went to quite a few good sessions. It would be hard to pick one out above the rest. I think they're all good.
You haven't got a favourite?
No, because I went to different sessions for different reasons. And so you take something away from each one of them. I was interested in the one about, I think you were in the same session, when we were using students as internet safety, you know, The student committee, and how different ways you can get those students involved and what sort of, because I was a bit struggling with that a bit and I thought, what do I actually get them to do? But he had a lot of suggestions.
And getting student voice.
And getting student voice and how you can get them involved. Yes.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was good. That was really useful.
I like the idea of instead of having the whole school sit and listen to someone, just have a group of student representatives. And then the student representatives go back and teach the students all about it.
Yeah. I love the movies they made about cyberbullying.
Yeah, and all the different competitions.
Oh, gee, they were powerful, weren't they?
Weren't they great?
They were fantastic, yeah.
And they knew just the exact thing to look at with the shots of the cameras.
Yeah, that was amazing. They were good filmmakers, though. Secondary students, of course.
Weren't they?
Yeah, but those sort of things, getting children involved at that level was was a good idea. So I enjoyed that one.
So all together, it was a great day.
Oh, it's always a great day.
Go so fast today.
Yes, it was great to see so many young teachers there, pre-service teachers.
Yeah.
There was quite a few pre-service teachers there because they said they take advantage of it because they get a really good discount, and they may as well go now because they know next year when they start teaching they won't have time. Yeah, oh, that was a tremendous attitude.
It's a great idea, isn't it, to go and get a whole lot of things, like a bag of tricks to use.
Mm.
Yeah, so that was good. And I was talking to Lou Bow about Scootle.
Lou Bow and Scootle, yes. Scootle's great little is a great asset to teachers, isn't it?
It's, yeah, and a lovely website with all the things you could ever want to find in resources.
It's a repository, isn't it? It's a nationwide repository of resources. And
Australia.
I've been using it for a while now, and as someone else said, oh, they said, yes, Scootle. They said, I don't Google, I Scootle. I only Google if I can't find it on Scootle.
that's the first place to go.
For education, it almost is, I think. And we're extremely lucky to have it. I found some terrific resources from other states.
I wonder if it's available for people. Yeah, do you think it's available for people in other countries?
No.
No? Because you just had to register.
It's nationwide. No, it's not. Because of the copyright issues and the issues of ownership and licensing.
Right.
And it's paid for by our federal government, or it's paid for their national resources. Mm. And not even New Zealand can get in to use them because... the licensing would be wrong. It's like playing music that's not your music, but if you go on the radio show is paid for the license. So I can.
Yep.
So when we do a radio show, we can use music because the radio show is covered as for the license. So all the licensing is paid by the Australian government, and people from other countries can't use it. So there's a lot of media in there that's paid for. Which is why it's such a fantastic resource, because there's museums and art galleries and masses of beautiful stuff that we can get at. So they've just started the Scootle community, which now you can join up to networks of people with similar interests. So that's been a big thing in the last few days, I think, is the Scootle community has just opened.
And once you do go in there as a teacher and find a whole lot of resources, you bundle them all together and you're given a code.
That's right.
And then you can just give that code to the students to go to the website and put in the code, and then all the resources are just there ready for them to use.
Yeah, I think they're called learning paths, aren't they? You can create learning paths.
That's nice. Isn't it?
It is nice.
It makes it easier.
And then that little learning path you created stays in your portfolio. So you can go back to that at any time and reuse it. So maybe next year if you're doing a similar thing, you've already created it, you've already searched for it, you can add to it or alter it, and it's already there. It's an existing learning path for the students. So it's quite powerful. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great thing for people to use. Just have to get more people onto it. And looking in it and finding things and making their own little bundles or pathways, as you call it.
And then I think you can share those as well. So, you know, popular ones have been shared.
Oh, you could find one that someone's already made on a topic.
Yeah,
that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think that's the idea, isn't it? But isn't it great that it's national? That we're not just,
it is.
It's not just a Victorian thing.
Yeah.
Because I've actually found some terrific things, and it's just a checklist of speaking and listening skills, which fits in beautifully with my radio show work. But it's not from Victoria, it's from Western Australia. But it's just, I thought, oh, that fits perfectly. That's exactly what we want. So all those things are there.
Yeah, so that's great.
So
we've got some events coming up.
Yes.
You went to the Teach Meet, didn't you?
I did. I went to the Library Teach Meet. Had a great time. I thoroughly enjoyed that. I had, it was a Thursday night, which made it much easier for me to get there. And we had a tour from Cam Hocking. Cam Hocking gave us a tour of the library. And honestly, it's knocked my socks off. It's so beautiful. What a beautiful building. All my visitors from overseas now are going to get a tour of the library.
The library? Uh-huh.
And we got to go underneath and see the storage areas and what they call the elephant lift. And not that we were elephants, just that's where they put all the really big things when they have to move them up and down there. And we saw lots of nooks and crannies that aren't open to the public, but it is such a beautiful building. And then we had a very philosophical teach meet, but Yes, we talked about looking past content and looking at concepts, so that we didn't just teach content, that we looked at the big ideas behind things when we were doing our planning. And the theme was a time machine thing. So people, we got some snapshots of how things had changed and how quickly they'd changed and what we might be thinking about in the future. And so it was a fabulous night. And
that was great.
Yeah, different people to network with. And the next one's coming up at Science Works on June the 22nd. And that's a Saturday one.
That'll be great.
Yeah, it will be great. Now, June the 22nd, Jen, that's you. You've got something else on that day.
Yeah, I won't be here then. I'll be in London.
Oh.
June the 22nd? But July the 22nd, we are having an iPad workshop at my school on July the 22nd. So that's been sent out to different schools.
What day is that? Is that a weekend?
It's a Monday. It's a Monday.
You're doing it as a curriculum day?
No, it's a professional development day for teachers from all different schools.
Okay, so where were you?
Going to be at Epsom Primary School.
Right.
And
that's a good idea.
9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Teachers can come along. And I'll be running through different workflows, iPads for students, activities, and iPads for teachers, things teachers can be using them for as well.
Is that a free day for teachers, Jen?
No, they have to pay.
Oh, I was thinking I might come, but now I won't.
Professional Development Day it is.
Okay.
So it's on at my school for that day.
What a great idea. Using the resources we have. We often take our closest resources for granted, don't we?
Well, we usually go off other places, and I must admit I don't do a lot of professional development in the Bendigo area.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
In my own backyard.
Yeah, that's probably wrong, isn't it? When you're going
up. Have lots of visitors coming through the school.
Yep.
And finding out about iPads and things.
Yes.
So it'll be good to have a whole day where I can work with people for a whole day.
Okay, that sounds terrific. And I was just looking up, you were talking about Book Creator.
Yes.
So you're using Book Creator at Oddsville.
We've been having a great time adding all sorts of things with Book Creator, adding pictures from the internet, adding drawings that we do in something like Doodle Buddy, and then putting those drawings in, putting movies into Book Creator, and making a really great book that goes on our iBook shelf. And then we've even been combining books. Everyone makes a few pages about a certain topic, and then we combine them all into one book by sending the books to Dropbox. And then I just bring all the books into one iPad.
Right.
Into Book Creator, and you can select combine books.
Oh, what a great idea.
And then you just select the book you want to add to the book. And speaking with Dan Amos, I was speaking to him recently, I did suggest it would be great if you could choose lots of books at once to combine, whereas at the moment you had to just choose one, combine it, and then choose another one. So that's something he's going to look at.
So he's the Book Creator person.
Dan Amos is the creator of Book Creator. Yes.
He's the Book Creator. Right.
And guess what, Lois? I'm going to meet up with him in London.
That'll be lovely. Wouldn't be great.
That'll be nice. Yes.
So you're doing some conferences when you go to London?
I am going to do some different conferences. Be Mobile in Bradford.
Right.
It's a great day of all things mobile. And there's a teach meet after that that I'll be going to and presenting at.
So you can't go to the one in ScienceWorks, but you can go to the one in London.
Yes, I'm going to the one in London.
Okay.
Yeah, so that'll be nice.
There's something funny about that, Jenny.
There's something funny about that. Well.
That's good. All right.
Now, Lois, you went to the Monet display.
I did. After ICTV, I had a lovely day with my family at the Monet display at the National Gallery Victoria, and my goodness, was that a good, fantastic art exhibition. I was a bit dubious because I'd been to see Monet at when I was in France, and we had a quick trip to France, and the one thing I went to see was Monet's museum, Marmottan Musée, where all his work is, and it's just full of it. And I thought, I'm a bit worried I'm going to be disappointed. But that was just brilliant, and they'd brought out most of, seemed like they'd brought out that whole Marmottan museum had been delivered to in Victoria, because I remembered a lot of the paintings and it was just as spectacular. But they'd done such a good job with the information as well. The audio files that they produced were brilliant. And they had another little room with timelines, and just you could just sit quietly and watch things. And they catered for the children beautifully. They had audio for children as well as for adults. They had the signs on the side of the paintings. There were childlike ones as well as the grown-up ones.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, no, that was really thoughtful. And then there was a large room you could go to, and you sat in the room, and it had like a 275-degree screen, and it put on a three-dimensional show of Monet's garden and his house that he lived in.
Wow, I wonder how that worked.
Oh, gee, it was good. It was beautiful.
Now, how could you bring that into your classroom, Lois?
I'd take my classroom to it. I don't think I could bring it to my classroom, Jenny.
But if you think about the art room at school, you know, all that ICT, could you put some in the art room for a display? Put on an art show?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It was a pretty big screen. I think I was pretty impressed with the technology level there. But, yeah, they were just quite, they're just couches, and people would just come and sit and watch for a while, and then it would just loop around and do it again. And you'd look around the whole thing and you felt like you're in Monet's garden because they just filmed it beautifully, and it was superb. So, you know, congratulations to the National Gallery. That was a brilliant exhibition.
Well, that was great. I'm glad you went to that and you can report back on it.
I'm glad I went now too.
Well, Lois, I think we're finished for today.
I do too.
Time for us to go. And thanks to all our listeners for listening today.
Thank you for all our listeners, and thank you, Jenny, for your contributions, and we'll talk to you again soon.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.